بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, in tonight's Taraweeh with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard the 29 juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Taraweeh salah. May Allah give us more and more tawfiq in our life, listen to more and more Qur'an, and recite Qur'an in the correct and most beautiful way, and understand the meanings of the Qur'an Sharif, so that we can make amal on the injunctions of the Holy Qur'an. In tonight's Taraweeh, Surah Al-Mulk, very, very famous surah, and I'm sure every person recites this surah at night before sleeping or after Isha Salah. It comprises of 30 verses. It was the desire of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his ummah memorizes the surah. Let us fulfill the desire of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 30 verses, if you learn just one verse daily, in 1 month you have learned this surah. And if you need more than that, 2 months, 3 months, to try and learn this surah inshaAllah, at least recite it. It is al-munjiyah. One hadith is mentioned, it protects the person from azab of qabr. What other virtues we are looking for? It saves us from azab of qabr. So we must read it, inshallah, every single night. It hardly takes 5-6 minutes, inshallah, less than that too. We should try and read it. The beginning verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that the source of barakah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire sovereignty is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created al-mawta, death and life. Mufassirin explained, Allah ta'ala did not say life and death. Obviously we had life first, then we experienced death. But here Allah spoke about death before life. Why? To draw our attention again to the fact that our goal is preparing for death and the life after death. Our maqsad is not just this world, which we have been explaining throughout Ramadan now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayat. And why has He created all this? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. To test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who is from amongst you the best in performing good deeds? Now performance of good deeds are so many. And remember we did the tafsir right in the beginning. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. We gave the various meanings and what bir, neki, good deeds mean. But ulama have mentioned so simple, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Best deeds mean doing what Allah wants you to do and not doing what Allah does not want you to do. That's all. This whole Ramadan, what we need to learn, there are do's and don'ts. So do the do's and don't do the don'ts. That's all. And inshallah, if we do this, then we will gain that closest to Allah Ta'ala. And then we'll get that noor we spoke about last night. And then we'll gain the taqwa. And then we'll become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even if you slip, Allah Ta'ala will guide us. Allah will protect us. Allah will save us from sins. Allah will save us from gaining His displeasure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the 7 firmaments, which we mentioned again also last night in the Tawheed explanation. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Layer upon layer, the skies. Allah says, هَلْ تَرَى مِن تَفَاوُت. Do you see any flaws? Look at the sky. Look properly. Maybe you didn't see properly. Allah says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَر. Look again, a second time. Ponder and check. How beautifully and how powerful the skies have been created. There are no cracks in the sky. You can't find any deficiencies in the sky. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, shows us His qudrat and how powerful He is. And He is a source of all barakah and blessing that all of us aspire and seek. So you can look again and again, but you'll come to the final conclusion. Your eyes will become tired. And you won't be able to see anymore. Allah is telling you, look for a fault. Try and see if you find any fault. Impossible. In any product man manufactures and he comes out with, whether it's a car or some appliance, there always will be some problem. Sometimes a brand new car. Brand new car. Factory fault. Goes back, comes back. You just can't figure out where's the fault. But in the creation of Allah, no faults whatsoever. This is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got to remind ourselves again and again. And look at the beauty of Allah ta'ala's creation. The seas. We are so lucky we're living right here. So we can see the sea. Look at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Our gaze goes elsewhere. And believe him, look at the sea and you see one time, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. You feel so different in your heart. If you're flying in the aeroplane and look out of the window, you see the clouds and you think, who is holding this plane? And you read the du'as and how beautifully it's flying. Allah speaks about in Surah Mulk, about a bird. How the bird is flying in the air. And it closes its wings. And then when it wants to land, it opens its wings. Man copied everything from the creation of Allah Ta'ala. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. It is only Allah, and this special quality, the one who is full of mercy, he is holding this bird above. And is not falling down. Take anything, suspend it in the air, and you leave it, let it go. It's going to fall down, force of gravity. But who is holding the bird? And allowing it to fly. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, Allah shows us His Qudrat. Then there is another verse in Surah Mulk, talking about the disbelievers when they go to Jahannam, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If only we heard properly, and we reasoned properly, we would not have been amongst the people of Jahannam. ND 8177. Can you remove your car? So he said, if we reasoned properly, then this would not have happened. The question arises, we have people in this world, Einstein. We talk about his brains and how intelligent, and we have scientists and we have professors. But they all are disbelievers, or many of them have not believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the atheists or whatever it may be. How come when they have so much of brains, they have so much of intellect, intelligence? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these disbelievers when they come into Jahannam, and when they are face to face to Jahannam, then they confess and admit that we didn't apply our reasoning and logic correctly. In the world, we argued and we rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thought we were bright sparks, very intelligent people. We thought we applied our logic and reasoning. Doesn't make sense to us. And as I mentioned before, these brains, just so small, given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel we've got such large brains. So ulama have explained that when they see Jahannam face to face, they realize, oh, 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 I didn't think properly, I didn't analyze properly, I didn't put my, use my logic correctly, my reasoning was not right. So one is the ability to seek knowledge, ilm, talabul ilm. So the man has got knowledge. But to use that knowledge to differentiate between what is right from wrong, and to gain the marifat of Allah, to realize there is a creator, that is brains and that is intelligence. That is called aqal. And that is why Allah talks about in the Quran, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Use your brain to its fullest. And ponder and reflect. So, in the Quran, there's also another verse, أَمْ تَأْمُرُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا. Was it your intelligence, your knowledge, your so-called brains that you have thought and your logic that commanded you to reject the Quran? Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, when he was asked, people say that he's an intelligent person. So then how come he's still rejecting Allah Ta'ala? And that's the question we always have. So again, he did not use his brains correctly. His faculties of hearing and understanding to its fullest. And who is an aqil person, an intelligent person? Alladhi ya'malu bi ta'ati Allah. Who practices, who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only that person obeys Allah, who believes in Allah. Who believes in Allah? Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed with this batini nur, this inside nur. Afaman sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil Islam. We explained the other day. Whomsoever's heart Allah expands with nur, Allah puts nur in his heart, then he is on deen, he is on Islam. And therefore, in another verse, lahum qulubun la yafqahuna biha. They had hearts, but they did not ponder. In other words, they had intelligence, they had brains, but they didn't reflect correctly. Had they reflected properly, and if they were not biased, and they would have just pondered over the things around the world. And I was mentioning to some of our friends, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions such things about His Qudrat, that every person can just ponder and reflect. Allah ta'ala doesn't talk in the Quran about very advanced technology, or the technology that we see today. An ordinary Bedouin in the desert, riding his camel, was sufficient for him to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala talks about in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. He's on his conveyance. Where does his eye go? To his camel. Allah says, do they not see how the camel has been created? Look at the shape of the camel, the hump of the camel, it's the shape of the desert. It's traveling so long, and you've got, it's got, it's, it can survive for so many days without having water, and it's going so fast and taking so easily. And then the person looks up, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Does he not look at the skies? How we have elevated the skies. So you're looking at your conveyance, then we look up. So again, that is sufficient for a person to understand there is some creator behind it. How did all this occur? And then when he's traveling, we look around, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And the mountains, how we have erected them and made them firm. So that should be a means of you now reflecting and understanding there is a creator. And then you look down at the road, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. How Allah Ta'ala has leveled the ground, the earth for you. If the ground, the earth was not leveled, then we would not have been able to traverse it. It would have been very difficult. And Allah has kept these huge mountains as pegs to make this earth stable. Otherwise, we would have been just shaking all the time. This is Allah's Qudrat. We take everything for granted. We don't even ponder a simple verse like this. And I say, فَذَكِّرْ. Ponder. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His intelligence. We have to use it correctly. And even in today's time, many people will start finding faults and use their own understanding, ideology, and base their reasoning on assumptions or theories of a disbeliever who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's taking you away from recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow his theory, we become so affected that when we begin to see our great-grandfathers were apes. And we believe in Darwin's theory. And this is being entrenched into the minds of our youngsters. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi wrote so much of works, and each of his work, wallahi, I'm telling you, it's a masterpiece. It's difficult to explain. The ulama will understand, they will appreciate the works that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah especially has done. It's not just Urdu, in Arabic also. It's mind-boggling. How did this man do such work, such khidmat? He was a very disciplined person. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, you wrote no book against Dawan? He said, why should I write? Everybody has got a right to boast about their ancestors. We are happy our ancestors were human beings. Those who feel their ancestors were apes, good luck to them. You want to feel your father and grandfather, great-grandfather were monkeys and baboons and apes, that's your problem. We are not that. Simple answer. But anyway, our children need to be taught also from when they are young. Teach them about Allah's greatness. Teach them to say Allah. Teach them about our beloved Rasulullah. Teach them about Salat. MashaAllah, in this month of Ramadan, so many young children I have seen, like 8 years, 9 years, have kept all their fasts. So they've got that jazbah. That is why Rasulullah said, every person is born on fitrah. Every child born on iman. This is Allah's mercy. Every single person is born on iman. But it is the parents who make it a Christian, a Jew, a fire worshipper. So, for us also, if we do not give them the correct tarbiyah from the beginning, then what's going to happen later on, they won't understand the namaz will be a burden for them. Fasting will be a burden for them. To refrain from sins will be difficult. Just to take the name Allah. Then only on a one or two occasions in the year for Eid, maybe they will come to for Salat. And if somebody passes away too, then they are like perplexed, don't know what to do. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. We have got no excuse in this country especially. It's only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all our elders and mashayikh and ulama who really went all out for our sake. Now our job is to make sure the deen is preserved correctly and pass on to our youngsters, and they must continue with this. That's our effort now, inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a very beautiful incident. He was a very pious father, and he had a huge orchard, tracts of land, and he would have fruit in his farm. Extremely generous. He would always see that a certain portion is given to the poor and needy. Alhamdulillah, many of our elders, they should always make sure that they keep for the poor and needy. You'll find on a Thursday, certain shops, people have queued there. Beggars are there, they know they're going to get something from that person. So at the time of harvest, these poor people will gather there by his orchard, knowing that they're also going to get a share. And he will give them a nice portion of his crop. This was his practice. He passes away. His sons now, they have a meeting. Now, this is an incident mentioned in the Quran. Now, we can apply ourselves now. And they decide, you know what, our family is grown now. Children, grandchildren. Now we need the crops for ourselves. I don't think we can share this and give the poor. So now we have to stop giving the poor any fruit. And we just take the whole share for ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this incident, which we heard in tonight's Taraweeh. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah, idh aqsamu layasrimunnaha musbihin. So these brothers decided, now what we'll do, we'll go quietly in the early hours of the morning, and we'll quickly harvest the crops and take everything. So when the poor people come later on, you'll see nothing there, and they will be deprived. And we won't feel embarrassed also, because we have already taken away the entire crop. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ They made this intention, but they didn't say inshallah. And like how in the 15th Juz Allah Ta'ala mentioned that وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ Do not say tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, except you say inshallah. And wahi did not come to Rasulullah SAW when the mushrikeen asked Rasulullah some three questions. And he said, I'll give you the answer tomorrow. And Allah held the wahi because Nabi Kareem SAW did not say inshallah. Lesson for all of us. Nonetheless, they did not say inshallah. There was a whirlwind that came. Some calamity, some disaster. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ At night, they had planned to go early morning and go and harvest and cut off all the fruit. But that night, a wind, a cyclone came and destroyed all those crops while they were asleep. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ It was completely destroyed, burnt. فَتَنَادُوا مُصْبِحِينَ The morning they woke up, each brother calling out to the other, أَنِخْدُوا عَلَى حَرْثِكُمْ Come, let's, it's the morning now, let's go to our harvest, to our farm. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ If you really want to go and harvest. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ And they proceeded and whispered to each other, لَا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ No poor person must come and enter upon us today. We need to go quickly and do our job quickly. وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ And they proceeded very in haste, they rushed, thinking that now they'll be able to harvest the crops. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهَا When they came to the spot where the farm was, قَالُوا إِنَّا لَظَالُونَ No, we lost our way, man. We can't find our farm. We're going back front. This is the road. This is our farm. Somebody else's. Then they realized, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُ In fact, we have been deprived. قَالَ أَوْسَتُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ The middle brother, he was of good character. He was like his father. So when this happened, they realized their mistake. He said, did I not tell you to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should have glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have pondered up Allah ta'ala's greatness. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ They all realized. Now they're praising Allah ta'ala. Indeed, we were oppressors, man. We did wrong. So initially, what they're doing, they are confessing, they're admitting the guilt, the offense, the wrong. It happens. Put ourselves in our scenarios. Did something wrong. Oh, what we went and did now. See, we caused it. Then what happens after that? Now you put the blame on the next person. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ Now one brother is blaming the other. Because of you. No, you did this. You said this. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ But any case, first this, now they started blaming one another, then they realized, no use blaming one another. We all were part and parcel of this. Even ulama explained this good brother, who said, I told you to make tasbih. So initially he was not happy that what they were going to do, but he joined them, and hence he also suffered the consequences equally with his brothers. Very important lesson for all of us. Now they realize, إِنَّا كُنَّا تَغِينَ We transgressed the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then they made dua, عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَن يُبْدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ And then they turned to Allah Ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi Rahmatullah Ali, or some of the Mufassirin have mentioned some narration that then they made sincere tawbah, and they had this desire that Allah Ta'ala will replace them with better. And some of the Mufassirin said that Allah Ta'ala did give them the crops after they made sincere tawbah. But this is how Allah's azab comes in this world. We think we are very smart. We think we will be able to do this, we'll be able to do that, and we'll deprive others. What's the if you give some share to the poor? You will lose nothing. It is because of them that Allah gives you barakah. It comes in hadith of Rasulullah. إِنَّمَا تُنْسَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ You are given rosy and victory against the enemy because of your poor people. Because of your poor people. So you share. And inshallah, you see the barakah of that. And this was, I said, very, very common amongst our elders, still common. They give charity, sadaqah. They will give the poor people. And give the poor people, brothers, please, do not give them the rotten fruits and the stale food. That's not the true spirit of Islam. There have been so many people, obviously I'm not going to take names and all. We try to help some poor people. Say, okay, go ahead. This supermarket, wherever it is, and then they give them expired food. What you won't give yourself and your wife and children, don't give others to eat. They're human beings. Let us think. As the Mawlana mentioned once, Rahmatullah Ali, somebody asked him, can I give zakat, the stock I have? He had shoes, whatever it was. Mawlana said, okay, you can give. So the shoes came, all were only the right legs. Now, who's going to wear shoes like that? This is the reality. I heard it myself from Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayh. And then we expect to get barakah. No, no. Do it how our elders did. If you don't have, you can't give so much, whatever little you give, with sincerity and genuine. Don't keep on reminding the person, this thing I gave you, you're still using it. No. Do it with a big heart. Inshallah. There are many people sitting here also, I know, and elsewhere. They have got hearts of more than gold. And they give such a way that the right hand gives and the left hand does not even know. That's the true spirit of sadaqah and charity. May Allah give me tawfiq first. All of us tawfiq. The month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram was more generous than the other months. And especially in the last 10 days. Now after the month of Ramadan, everybody gives zakat. So everybody gets. But after a couple of months and as you go down the year, people are struggling again. So it is not only zakat that we give, even charity, sadaqah. Lillah you give. Sometimes the person is poor, but because he has some amount which is equivalent to the amount of nisab, so he's not a recipient, not eligible for zakat, but yet he's got expenses and he's battling, he's trying. Children's school fees are so expensive, no? Clothing is so expensive. Food is so expensive. So we have to think, as the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had it once, whatever income he would get, he would use for the expense. Then you have some saving and one small bag specifically to give to the poor. So then inshallah we will see Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat coming, Allah's Madad coming, Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Today is an even night, but even in an even night, we are still going to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Inna ila Rabbina raghibun. They will make raghbat to Allah Ta'ala, cry to Allah Ta'ala, beg from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not... Allah gives us these chances, odd night, and Nabi Akram so made it easy for us. Imagine if he didn't tell us, taharru layla al-qadr, look for it in the odd nights. It would have been difficult. Allah Ta'ala knows our qadr. You know, Hazrat Marana was very particular. So, okay, today, take some break, have some rest. Tomorrow again, 29th night, is a long night. And I've seen the youngsters here, mashallah, whole night making ibadat. So even if they're eating also, but I can see, mashallah, they've been, some of them surpass us in this. In the ibadah, they really are looking, searching for Allah Ta'ala. And our mothers and sisters, I'm sure at home also, they're making a lot of ibadah. Allah Ta'ala gives us this chance. So when all this happens, he becomes happy. When Allah becomes happy, then he removes difficulties. So Allah, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Inshallah, tomorrow is 29th night. The last chance for the odd night. Last chance. Last flight. Our Quran khatam in Tarawih will be made tomorrow also. Tomorrow we have 2-session program also. Tonight is only 1 program, but then for our youngsters sitting for itikaf, inshallah, we'll fix the time. And then we will sit and have some program also, inshallah. That won't be over the mic. It's an informal program, inshallah. Normally we do this. And whatever questions they have, we try to just give them some guidelines. But inshallah, I'm making this firm, have this firm desire that even after the month of Ramadan, I beg our youngsters, please, I don't have any money to give you. Neither I have got so much knowledge or anything. But I do have place in my heart for you. And to the best of my ability, I will try, or at least I will advise you to go to A or B or C. Because I know the challenges you are going through. And inshallah, we will try our level best to assist. What is beyond our capabilities is beyond. But we need to focus on our youth. I've been saying this the past few years now. And I make this humble appeal from our elders also. Think in this direction. And help our youngsters, boost them, elevate them, motivate them, encourage them. They are wonderful, wonderful people. Wallahi, they are beautiful, excellent. They've got good qualities in them. And they've got capabilities. So inshallah, if we do this, we have to be tolerant, embrace them. And inshallah, then we will see Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat coming. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One tasbih of zikrullah, inshallah, first, and then we make dua, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Dil mera ho ja ek medane ho. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Shahidi, الله معي لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Make us true zakirin, shakirin. Ya Allah, make us be those who understand the Quran, make amal on the Quran, who recite the Quran, not those who abandon the Quran. May Allah help us to make tabligh and isha'at of Quran. Help us to have dars and tadris of Quran, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the faham of the Quran. Ya Allah, make us be such that we practice on your sharia. We follow the Quran and sunnah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this gathering, Ya Allah, they have set tonight, my Allah. They are waiting, Ya Allah, for your doors of mercy to open. Shower every single person, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, we have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Do not deprive us of the barakat of Ramadan, and especially Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma rzuqna Laylatul Qadr. Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas in everything we do, my Allah. In our speech, Ya Allah. In our actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our thoughts, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, sincerity, my Allah. Do not make us do anything, my Allah. Ya Allah, for riyah and ostentation. Ya Allah, out of show, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from hubbi jah and bah. Protect us, Ya Allah, from shahwat, my Allah. Haram shahwat, my Allah. Protect us from shak and shubuhat, my Allah. Let us not find faults in your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not find faults in your Quran, my Allah. Don't make us make wrong interpretations of your deen and Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your kalam paak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts become pure and clean. May Allah, Quran is shifa, may Allah, from all the zahiri and batini amraz, may Allah, remove the pride, arrogance, jealousy, malice that we have, the filth, may Allah, Ya Allah, those, Ya Allah, who have begged you, Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, may Allah, if they are caught in some illicit relationship, Ya Allah, they do not want to go back to those relationships, may Allah, grant them complete tawbah, may Allah, tawbah and nasuha, accept it, may Allah, and tawfiq, may Allah, and hidayat, may Allah, and himmat, encourage not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, that youngster, that young boy, young girl, they have made up their minds not to court again, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them that himmat and tawfiq and give them the taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, that young boy and young girl who have made up their mind not to take any more drugs. Ya Allah, you give them that boost, my Allah. The spiritual boost, my Allah. That himmat and the taqat, my Allah. The ability, tawfiq, my Allah, to refrain from such practices, my Allah. Make them live a life of afiyat and iffat, my Allah. Allah, give grant us hayatun tayyiba. Give us a happy life, my Allah. Don't make us suffer any misery and calamity and hardship. Allah, whatever sicknesses and viruses that come in the air, my Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Don't make it be such, my Allah, that our masajid is closed again, my Allah, and there are pabandis upon us, my Allah. Remove all these pabandis, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making so much of shukr, my Allah, so much of shukr, my Allah.
Ya Allah, that you give us a beautiful Ramadan. Let us see the end of Ramadan. The day of Eid also make it be a joyous day, my Allah. Don't make us have any taklif whatsoever, especially to our deed and our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if we make shukr, you'll increase us in the ni'mat. Ya Allah, then we are begging you, my Allah, these are your words, my Allah. Increase us in this ni'mat, that our masajid be abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our desire, my Allah, that we, especially ourselves first, Ya Allah, become such to be established our five times salat, with jama'at, with khushu and khudu. Ya Allah, and our youngsters, my Allah, they are baligh, Ya Allah, so many, my Allah, they are not coming to the masjid, Ya Allah, you give them the tawfiq and bring them to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those hufaz ikram who have performed tarawih, wherever they have read and they are still reciting, my Allah, accept their tarawih salah. Whatever khidmat of deen is taking place, anyway, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, very jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah, the holy quotal water from his mubarak. Ya Allah, we are pining for the day, my Allah. When we see our beloved Rasulullah, let him be smiling and happy with us, my Allah. Let him be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah. Let our home be right next to his. We know we don't deserve it, my Allah. We know the Sahaba Ikram, they have excelled, they have surpassed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we came at the end of this ummah, but my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, my Allah. We are struggling, we are battling, my Allah. But we have love for your Rasulullah. We love the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard the hadith of Rasulullah. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. At the day of Qiyamah, a person will be with that person who he loved, even though he did not see those people in this world. Ya Allah, but he'll be with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true and pure and genuine muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. And protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, especially those who are sick in hospital and at home, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, currently there are so many who are sick, young and old. Ya Allah, grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. Allah, give us afiyat in our sight, afiyat in our hearing, afiyat in our bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolest of wives. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, and make us use the rozi correctly. Help us to feed the needy and the poor also, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillah. Just a humble suggestion. Before we leave, just two rakat with the niyat of tahajjud. Inshallah, at least we have secured our two rakat tahajjud. Then after we can leave, inshallah.